You are now listening to the Photography Enthusiast Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Photography Enthusiast Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Daniel Lee of Photos by DLEE. This week, we're going to be talking about taking breaks from photography, going through some personal updates and some news as well. So as always, starting off with the personal updates. Haven't really used my camera at all. I told myself while my wife was away on her sort of, you know, vacation kind of thing, that I would do a lot of photography. That didn't really go to plan, mainly because, you know, Pokemon came out not long after. There's been a lot of WWE events on, and I really love being at home. So I've got to be at home as much as I want without going out. I sleep at like 9 to 9:30 every night, wake up even on weekends at like 6:30 to do workouts. It's been amazing. Been living the life, I can tell you. I'm sure there's maybe people out there when your significant other travels, it's almost like a holiday in itself. You just get a free, you don't have to worry about the cleaning, don't have to worry about all that kind of stuff. Just do what you need to do, do what you want to do. Been watching like Wednesday on Netflix. That show is so good. You know, as someone who grew up, you know, I'm like born late 80s. You know, 88, I'm 34. So, you know, when I was a kid, I remember watching Adam's Family as like this black and white show. I think it was like the actual very old. So going into this Wednesday, it's like made more for teens, I feel like, you know, late teens, early 20s, that kind of age group, maybe younger than what I am, or definitely younger than what I am. But I still find it really, really enjoyable. I laugh so much during it. It's such a good show. So if you want something to watch, check out Wednesday if on Netflix or whatever. Otherwise, in this downtime, I am likely selling my Sigma 56mm. So the lens itself is really good. It's just, I'm not using it. Well, I'm not using most of my camera gear in general, but I made that thing of trying not to double up on focal lengths. Now, when you think about it, I sold my 23mm because it was a 35 and I didn't want two of my, you know, 35mm. If it was like a pancake, like the 22, the Canon EF 22mm, that was a different thing. It was a different, you know, completely different lens, very small. But that was like two similar sizes lenses. So that's why I got the 50. So it's something different that I don't have on full frame. Now, when I think about it, I do, the 56mm is very tiny compared to my Sigma 85mm Art. It's very light as well, but I'm just not using it. Since I got the A7, I love using that camera. I prefer to use the 85mm Art because the images it creates are just insanely good when I do use it. So I'm pretty much just backing that one and I will likely sell the 56. I did use the 56 quite a bit when I was in Bali, but the same time, the camera, you know, for traveling didn't quite tickle my pickle. So when I go to Japan, hopefully next year, I think it'll just be all mostly just Sony, but I still have no clue. I did an episode, as you probably remember, last fortnight about what to bring when traveling. I still don't have a clue. No further along than I was back then. I also bought, not photography related, but AirPod Pros. So I sold my old earbuds and that lens is probably going to help pay for them quite a bit as well, but I bought AirPod Pros, the second gen ones. I was using Sony earbuds before, which were pretty good, like in terms of audio quality. Audio quality music was beautiful. Noise canceling was really good, and call quality was extremely poor. With the main reason I wanted AirPods over the new XM4s from Sony is because the new AirPod Pros, second gen, their call quality, like even the first one, the call quality is so, so much better. And because my wife has the first gen ones, and if I'd be on the phone to her and she'd swap from normal holding it to her ear to earpods, I actually wouldn't be able to tell the difference. They like literally sound that clear. Now with noise cancellation, I always thought the Sonys would be better because that's everything I read says the Sonys are better. But the thing is with Sonys, I notice when I'm outdoors, especially I need to use, Sydney's very windy, so I need to use wind reduction. And when you use wind reduction, it lets sound in to be able to cancel out the wind. So it ends up being not as sort of, you know, effective. Whereas with the Apple ones, oh my God, the noise canceling is really, really, really good. At first, I was a bit concerned, disappointed when I first tried out the earbuds because, you know, I really had to tweak my EQ and Spotify just to have them sound the same. But once I did that, music-wise, still not as good. If the Sonys were a 10, the Apple is maybe an 8 or a 9. It's just that tiny bit behind. The spatial audio does make it sound really good. But the noise cancellation, I would say, is much better. The wind reduction outdoors with the AirPod Pros 2 works way better and it blocks out more sound. So I can barely hear anything as I walk down the street, which is what I like. Wherever I go, I like pure silence. Ooh, not so much silence, but I don't want to hear other people's stuff. I want to hear my music. I haven't had any gas at all during the Black Friday when it comes to camera gear. In fact, I don't have any temptation. Well, that's a lie. I have been thinking of selling gear to buy new gear, but so far I've held off still. The future of the Fuji is sort of undetermined. I do really like it as a camera. I love carrying it around. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Part of me just wants two full frame cameras, have the A7C and that, and just use all Sony. But another part of me does enjoy using that. I think when I travel, if I take the Fuji with the 33, like 50 millimeter, as well as my, you know, say my 16 35 and 85, then I should be able to cover everything. But we'll see how we go. Aside from that, that's pretty much it for the personal update. So we'll be onto the news. So first news items, Tamron is working on 5 f1.4 prime lenses for mirrorless cameras, or allegedly anyway. It has been a bit of a slower news week, so Tamron appears to be working on all f1.4 prime lenses, which according to these patents filed in Japan. Now, the patents describe a 28mm, 30mm, 35, 40, and 50mm focal lengths, all of which would feature a wide open aperture of f1.4. Now, in case you don't know, patents don't necessarily mean the lenses are guaranteed. As far as I know, they're just designs that you're filing so other people can use that exact same design. In terms of mirrorless, you know, it's only made when it comes to its mirrorless primes. It did make a lot for DSLR, but for mirrorless, it's only made the 22-8, 24-28, and 35-28. So hopefully these do come to fruition. For me personally, sometimes they make these patterns for like all different focal lengths, but I could ideally seeing the 28, 35, and 50 millimeter ones being made. I would say the 50 and the 35 would be very likely, and it's dangerous too, because that 50 could be very, very, very tempting depending on what it's like. I personally like Tamron lenses a lot, a little bit more than Sigma, but you know, we'll see how we see what it is when it releases. I feel like they're able to really get the IQ out of a lens while maintaining its small size compared to Sigma. Sigma are much better now when it comes to sizing, but you know, this is all hypothetical. I wouldn't be surprised if Tamron does start releasing these. They've been releasing so many lenses for, you know, the E-mount, so why stop now? Just continue it on with the primes, which I know many people would be very happy to see. Hell, if they do like an 85-1.4 that's lighter than my Sigma but can match it for rendering and sharpness, I will go for it. 100%, I will sell my art if it's better. You know me. Next up, Fujifilm Japan is temporarily ceasing X100V orders due to having too many orders to process. A bit out of nowhere as well, but my asthma is a lot better recently. Thank you for asking. So Fujifilm announces the release of its X100V APS-C digital camera back in February 2020. So more than 2 years ago now, nearly 3 years. Fuji has too many back orders, so it is temporarily ceasing orders, according to Fuji rumors. The camera is meant to cost $1,399 USD, although some sellers are selling it for almost nearly double the price, like around $2,100, $2,200, that kind of thing. The statement on their website says, "We have received orders that have greatly exceeded our initial plan, and we have been unable to keep up with supply of the products. So we will temporarily stop accepting orders from today. It is believed it will only affect Japanese market and not others." So that's a good thing for people outside Japan. I believe, you know, this strong demand just came from a TikTok trend. Now everyone wants a X100V. It's very interesting too, because you've seen the point and shoot market, which is obviously a lot cheaper cameras, die off due to smartphones. But then something like the X100V, an all-in-one camera, is like surging in sales. So in theory, it shows that, you know, sort of all-in-one kind of camera is still popular and it still has its place. So if all manufacturers made one like this around the same price, or maybe even a bit cheaper, hit that $1,000 USD mark, it would probably sell a ton. And you just need to use social media strategically, have people create these trends that make them, you know, people want to buy these cameras, and then they're going to sell like crazy. I don't think Fuji did this willingly or knowingly, but they're certainly benefiting from it. So why not ride the wave and just keep doing it? You know, keep creating more trends like this and more cameras like this. I think most cameras have a 4 year life cycle. So technically, or next year will be 3 years kind of thing. So maybe, you know, by the time stock balances out, they'll be introducing the X100 6 or whatever, Roman numerals for 6, IVI 6, yeah. Because I believe they follow the Roman numerals, that's why. So if I remember correctly anyway. Last but not least is Sigma 18-50mm f2.8 DCDN lens for Fujifilm X mount has been announced. So Sigma has announced that the 18 to 50mm f2.8 DCDN lens for Fujifilm X-mount camera systems, exact same lens as E&L mounts, offers a roughly 27 to 75mm full frame equivalent zoom range. Keep in mind the depth of field is going to be similar to, you know, at 2.8, it's going to be similar to like f4 kind of thing. Has 13 elements in 10 groups, 7 bladed aperture, minimum focusing distance of 12.1 centimeters or 4.8 inches at 18 millimeters, and 30 centimeters or 11.9 inches at 50 millimeters. Has a 50 millimeter front filter thread, and Sigma says the lens has specifically been optimized for Fujifilm X-mount camera systems with support for continuous AF and in-camera aberration correction. So it should be able to pick up eyes out of nowhere like all other Fuji cameras like mine does. It's sealed at the mount for better weather resistance, weighs only 285 grams, which is crazy, and it costs $549. This is a very compelling lens. If you don't mind that wider depth of field, you want your general zoom, this, you know, even at 50mm, that would be more like 70 sort of thing, f4, around 75mm, yeah, it does say 75mm f4, that's still, you can get a slightly shallow depth of field with that. This would be a very, very good lens to own. Ideally, I think, you know, if when Tamron released their 11 to 20mm, that one would be really good to own as well. You could technically own both of these, tiny bit of overlap, but then you could cover a very wide range between those two zooms. It would make it a two lens travel kit and you could cover so much. I would be tempted, you know, I love my 16-35 f4. I have barely used it properly yet, but I know it's capable of great things. I actually need to take it out and take photos of all the Christmas decorations. But my main thing is having some wide angle lens plus a mid-range prime like a 35 or a 50 would be perfect. Just like two cameras technically. But if you think about this, it weighs 285 grams. That's like next to nothing. At the same time, my 16-35 weighs about 380 grams. Obviously, it's not like a, hasn't have this, have the same range as this. So it's a different thing in that. But you can get some full frame lenses that are quite light, depending on what ranges they cover. Either way, I originally considered this as a lens I may get for Fuji because I'm still very undecided on everything. That's on the back burner. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it is something I'll be watching and deciding if I want to invest in the future. For me, I just hate, yeah, I'll get into that after because it's related to the main topic anyway, which we are at time for now, main topic. So people, you know, have a lot of hobbies. Some play sports, some take photos, some do subsistences, then rely on my tax dollars to get by. You know, so there are times as well when people have to stop these hobbies, some for a good reason, you know. But otherwise, you know, some people will stop this hobby for a day, for a week, for a year. Really depends on their schedule, why they're stopping, and what they want to do with their time. You know, breaks can be good from hobbies, and photography is no different. They can be good, they can be bad. You know, say for example, I love to exercise. If I take a break from exercise, I think I read somewhere for every week you don't exercise, you lose like a month of progress, which to be honest, I could probably agree with. So in that case, taking a break from that hobby is not a good thing, but taking a break from photography, I don't think is going to hurt you that much. But so I thought let's just have a discussion about a quick discussion on, you know, benefits of it and taking breaks. So because I personally, I feel like I'm currently on a break, which I do all the time. So the first sort of point is why you should take a break from photography. So other priorities. For me, I have always tend to wind down in terms of photography in the last 2 to 3 months of the year. I think you'll agree that sometimes, you know, the closer it gets to Christmas, even though it doesn't really make a difference, or the holiday season, sorry, doesn't make a difference for some people, but sometimes you just feel more tired. Like, you know that those that big holiday period is coming up. So mentally, you just convince yourself you need a break and that you need that rest. So it can be a bit more draining. So you know, just have other priorities. So for me as well, a lot of games get released close to Christmas. So Pokemon came out this year. When they originally came out, Red Dead Redemption 2 came out towards end of October. I think, you know, GTA is going to launch all over the place, but Pokemon games generally out around this time of the year. Assassin's Creed usually out later in the year as well, because they want to make the most of those Christmas sales. So games are a big one for me. Always taking, you know, just putting all my time into them. You invest, you know, 100 hours in that, but it's done and you can get back to doing your priorities and stuff. It can be an also a stressful time of year for some people. Some people, you know, don't have family, and that time of the year makes them miss or yearn for that family, that kind of stuff. Maybe they're passed away, maybe they live somewhere else. Sorry, a bit morbid or a bit of an angle to go, but you know, it's the truth. Sometimes, you know, for some workplaces as well, because they close down or, you know, they just want to start fresh in a new year, it'll be a very stressful time. So a company I know of, I won't name names, just announced, you know, they're getting rid of 100 something jobs in one department, another 300 jobs in another department right before Christmas. So obviously that, you know, do you really think people would have the energy or the time to be able to focus on photography if that kind of stuff is happening? I doubt it. So, you know, that's one thing. And then sometimes people just lose interest. Sometimes you'll be really into a hobby for a while, then you lose interest and you need to miss it to want to get back into it, or you need that break to really let your mind rest, let your creativity reset, that kind of stuff. So that happens to everyone, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know? Just because you, say, lose interest for a short while doesn't mean you're not serious about it, doesn't mean you can't come back to it. It just means you need that small break. When it comes to how often you should take a break, that really depends on how you feel. So, for example, you know, now, whenever I have a break from photography, I'm never like, never think about photography, don't care about it. I'll often pick up my camera, carry it around, hold it in my hand for a while. I miss holding my camera. I miss using my camera. I still look at photography related stuff to an extent. Like, I mainly just look at Flickr, to be honest. I don't really look at Twitter or Instagram or anything else. Even Reddit, I've sort of died down on a bit. I'm getting back into it, but I just haven't been into my photography stuff recently. I think the main reason I really look at Flickr is because I pay every year a yearly subscription for it. So I feel like I need to get my money's worth, even though anyone can view it for free. So that's a bit stupid in that sense as well. But yeah, you just really have to see how you feel and how long you want to take a break. For me, it's not like I'm not going to go take photos at all. It's just I'm not really grinding on. I'm not really trying to take as many photos, create as much art, you know, shoot to a certain schedule. You find, you know, I've seen some people online that have literally taken yearly, a year or two or three breaks. They, you know, their gear's a bit old and they know it. So what they do is they just sell off all their gear and then just leave it. And then when they're missing it and they're ready to get back into it, buy a new camera, start fresh, that kind of stuff, which is a good way of doing it. I also know quite a few people who are really into photography and then they end up having like kids, for example. So that takes up pretty much all their time and they don't have the time, you know, to do it. So then until that child becomes a certain age where I guess they feel like it's more manageable, they won't be taking photos. For me, I don't think I would be that person because I need my hobbies to be able to wind down and to be able to de-stress. You know, my games, my shows, my photography, they're all part of how I de-stress. Same as my exercise. Like, I don't think my mental health would be anywhere near what it is unless I exercise as much as I do, which is like an hour a day, at least 5 days a week. If I could work part-time, I'd probably do, you know, 2-3 hours a day, 5 times a week if I could, but I have to eat a lot more then. But for me, you know, if I have kids, I would like to be able to still continue photography. I don't think I'd take a break, maybe for the first month, just while things settle down. Otherwise, you know, I want to be able to document everything, capture every moment. I don't think I would post the photos as much because I don't want to be one of those people that, you look at my kid, look. No offense to anyone that does that. I just, that's not for me, you know? I know some people are very picky about, I know they think that if they post photos of their kids, some pedophile is going to abduct their kid, which I'm not saying it couldn't happen. It could definitely happen. And, you know, just the thought of that would probably make me not want to post photos of my kid either. Especially the more private person you are. My wife and I, we're very private people. We're not like post every single thing we do, post selfies constantly online. I like to take my self-portraits when I actually really need to update mine. I need to, you know, do a new one with my title belt holding up for my Mr. Meow Puss profile. But, you know, like, I think I am completely going off on a tangent here. But I think, you know, depending if you have kids, maybe take a break. Maybe some people want to document and keep sharing. Others don't, you know? I know some people like to schedule when to take photos. So, you know, say Mondays is gym, Tuesdays is out for dinner, Wednesdays is photography, that kind of stuff, which I personally think it's really good. At the same time, it can start to feel like a chore if, like, today's Wednesday, I have to do photos. You know, it can help push you. Some people, like, everyone's different. Someone may see that as, oh yes, it's my photography day, I can't wait to do it. Whereas someone else might be like, I think I'd be that type, would be like, oh damn, why do I have to like force myself to do this when I'm not in the mood? I just want to sleep or just don't want to do anything, that kind of stuff. Don't want to get out of bed, don't want to wake up, don't want to do anything. That's how I am most days. But you know, like, it's really hard. Like some people, everyone's different. So what works for you, scheduling it may work for you. If it does, do that. Like one thing I love about Flickr is their group. So they have their, I can't even remember the name of these group, Macro Mondays. I think it's like Smile Tuesdays, Flickr Fridays, no, Crazy Tuesdays, Flickr Fridays, and Smile Saturdays. Like those, you know, they do themes every single week. So you can use that to keep yourself shooting. That was actually one of my goals I was meant to do this year was to actually do that. And I haven't done that. So I screwed up there. There's only a few more episodes, probably like two or three more episodes of the year. I might take a extra break off during the year. I might not do one so soon. I might enjoy the holiday seasons this year. Have like a small break in that period, 1 month between episodes instead of 2 weeks. We'll see how we go. But you know, like that kind of stuff, just take a break like that. Obviously, if you do it for work, how often or how long you take a break could be very different. You know, like I said, for the holidays, maybe you don't work, you don't book any clients for the whole of December, maybe a bit of January as well, just so you can have time with your family to relax and enjoy the holiday season. Or maybe, you know, that's when you have the most of your clients and you take off February every year. So that way, you know, once everything calms down, everything, people, you know, getting back to their schedule and that, you can go on your holiday. And should you sell your gear during a break? So for me, every time I break, like I said, have a break, I have that urge to sell my gear. For me, I feel like if I'm not using it, it's losing value. And what's the point in keeping it around? Just get rid of it. It's not always a good thing, because if you find it's an item like you're going to want to buy back, like for example, my 35 GM, I know if I sold that right now, I would 100% want to buy it back. So it would be a waste of time and waste of money. I might as well just keep it. It's not like it's a new version out or a new version will come out soon to replace that and make it not worth it. So I might as well keep it. But it is something you should consider. If your gear is older, you're not using it, you feel like you're going to be having a break for a while and you don't mind buying, upgrading when you do come back, just sell it, make the money, have some cash to spend while you're having your break or save for when you're ready to resume. But otherwise, it's really ideally up to you. So hopefully this was, you know, something of a decent topic. I know it wasn't the most lengthy topic. I'm sorry for that. I do, you know, I try to talk about what's relevant to me. And because I feel like I'm on a break for photography now, I felt like this was a good time to discuss it. The episodes have been a bit harder to record. Hopefully, you know, a few more weeks and I'll have a break and hopefully be able to come back fresh in the new year. But next episode or the episode after that, I'll probably give an update on when I will be taking or if I will take a break. So release one today. Next one will be the 14th and then the 28th. So maybe 14th will be the last one. And then I'll do one on the 11th or something. Just reset it and have a 3 week break. We'll see how we go anyway. Well, thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe. If you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be excellent. I would really appreciate that. Otherwise, if you have any feedback, want to suggest a topic, there is a link in the show notes. You can find more episodes, you know, through your podcast apps or at thephotographyenthusiast.com. Otherwise, if you want to see my work, my Reddit, my Twitter, and my Flickr should, and my website, my blog should be linked in the show notes as well. All of this in the show notes. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening. Stay safe and speak to you in 2 weeks. See ya.